Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning. You're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Wednesday, April 2nd. I hope you're well. Coming up,
no politician with millions or billions of dollars cares about me or you.
Americans, Irish and the world brace themselves for Trump tariffs, and Val Kilmer is dead. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, US President Donald Trump will announce sweeping tariffs on the EU tonight. He's dubbed today Liberation Day, with countries across the world to have their trading patterns disrupted. News Talk's political correspondent Sean Defoe reports.
CNN has developed an index tracking what mood is driving the American stock market at any one time. For the last month, the overriding emotion is extreme fear, as the shadow of tariffs causes large sell-offs and plummeting stock prices. Donald Trump has promised a golden age for America, dubbing today as Liberation Day. TDs yesterday described it as the worst April Fool's joke in history. The EU doesn't know exactly what's coming, but is preparing for 20% tariffs on all goods being exported to the US, meaning in practice the cost of $100 worth of goods in the States would rise to $120. That cost will be passed on to consumers, but will also hit Irish exporters selling into the US market. The European Commission has said it has a strong package ready to deploy in response, but the Irish government doesn't want the bloc to up the ante. Ireland is one of the most exposed countries to this potential trade war, and will be hoping what Donald Trump announces at 8 o'clock is an opening position that can be negotiated down, rather than a tax on all our houses.
The White House says today will be one of the most important days in modern American history. President Trump says his tariffs will protect American workers. These people in West Virginia are split.
Obama, he shut down mines and ruined a lot of people's lives.
Yeah, I think it'll bring jobs back. Definitely bring jobs back to the U.S.
I know that it's probably going to end up jacking up prices here.
No politician with millions or billions of dollars cares about me or you.
Russia says it can't accept the latest peace proposals in its war with Ukraine. A foreign policy adviser to Vladimir Putin says some of Moscow's key demands aren't being addressed by the US plans to end the war. A proposed halt to attacks on energy infrastructure agreed by both sides has not been adhered to. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says Donald Trump isn't happy with how the war is progressing, given that he said he could end it in one day.
He is frustrated with leaders on both sides of this war. He wants this war to end. There are men that are dying on both sides, and it's been going on for far too long. Our team continues to be engaged with the Russians, as we are with the Ukrainians, and the president continues to be very, very much engaged on this topic.
The finance minister will make legal amendments to the VAT rate on household energy today. Pascal Donoghue is expected to bring a financial resolution to the Dáil, which will formally extend the current 9% VAT rate. The move was signed off on by Cabinet yesterday and will save households around €47 in total. Minister Donoghue says the measure will come at a cost to the Exchequer.
It's due to go up on the 1st of May. To avoid this happening, I'll be bringing in a financial resolution to the Dáil to extend this to the 31st of October. The increased cost of that will be between €70 and €80 million for a further extension.
Aid agencies say the window to find survivors of Friday's deadly earthquake in Myanmar is closing fast. More than 2,700 people are now dead. That number is expected to rise even further. The UN says water and medicine are in short supply, as the damage to infrastructure is making it difficult to get supplies in. ActionAid Ireland CEO Carol Balfe says many people have nowhere to go after their homes were destroyed.
People are living in really desperate conditions. A huge amount of buildings have been destroyed, and people are resorting to using palm leaves and bamboo as shelter. And we know that the immediate aftermath of an earthquake is absolutely critical. So we're desperate to get as much aid in as possible.
It's claimed the government needs to promote the Injuries Resolution Board as the fairest and fastest way to settle claims. The Alliance for Insurance Reform is welcoming a new report which shows there was an increase in the number of personal injury claims resolved by the board last year. However, the Alliance for Insurance Reform CEO Brian Hanley says there are still too many cases being settled through litigation.
While we see in today's report a welcome increase of cases being settled there, we need far more cases being settled there, because there's simply no value in claimants settling in other channels, and it will take far longer for them to do so. And the essentially a 60% increase in the overall cost of settling claims when it goes through litigation in the courts is all picked up by policyholders, be they motorists or business owners or sports clubs or local community organisations.
Parents will stage a 24-hour sleep out at Leinster House today to highlight issues around special education school placements. Over 200 parents are urging the Department of Education to take immediate effective action to address the gaps in support for their children. The sleep out coincides with today World Autism Awareness Day. Social Democrats TD Jen Cummins says the issue has to be addressed very urgently.
We really are calling on the government to do everything that they can to treat this as an emergency, because it is an emergency. If there's 200 parents, we can be guaranteed that there's 200 plus children who don't have an appropriate school place. It's not acceptable.
In entertainment news, the Hollywood actor Val Kilmer has died. The star of Top Gun and The Doors was 65. The American actor was also known for his portrayal of Batman and had roles in Heat and True Romance. His daughter told the New York Times his cause of death was pneumonia. And in sport, in soccer, Arsenal boss Mikel Arteta says Bukayo Saka's return from injury lifted the whole stadium in their 2-1 Premier League win against Fulham. The England winger scored minutes after coming off the bench and helped move his club within 9 points of leaders Liverpool. Arteta is delighted with his comeback.
It was very positive. The first one is always the one, how am I going to feel? Because now I have different opposition in front of me and different demands and the pressure, and he dealt with it really well.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.